Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Hallelujah to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. For you, and you for coming on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We know that we are blessed this morning, and we know, praise God, that God has the best for us. Hallelujah. And we know, praise God, hallelujah, that our portion in this season will be great. Amen. Expect good news. Expect God to turn some things around in your life. Praise God. Expect the unexpected to happen. Amen. Because he still sits up on the throne. He still sits high and look low. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the righteous judge. We thank God for Jesus Christ the Nazareth. We thank God for the Holy Spirit on this day. Amen. Glory to God. We know that it's a Sunday morning service. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the Sunday morning service this morning and what God is going to speak to us today. Amen. With that being said, glory to God. Let us go to the very courtroom of heaven this morning. Amen. To see what the Lord is going to do today and what he's going to pour down today, how he's going to bless us today, how he is going to revive us, heal us, and deliver us on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, I lift you up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God, in our right mind with the activity of our limbs on today, Father God. Hallelujah, Father, we are Shatora Masia. You are the lifter up of our soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you have came past this morning and breathed in us again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, Father God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll revive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will send a revival in our lives, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bless us, Father God. Ye kandora labasa. God, bless us going and bless us coming, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, bless every house that's represented here, Father God, and our extended families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I step aside, I ask, Father God, that you will fill me with your power from on high, God. I pray for the wisdom, I pray for the knowledge, and I pray, God, for the understanding that only you can give, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, because your word is true, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, as we lift you up, as we praise you today, God. Hallelujah, God, as you said in the most, as we praise you, Father God, when the praises go up, the blessing, hallelujah, comes down. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are lifting you up today, God, that we are praising your holy name. And God, we give you glory now, God. We ask that you take control of this service, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning. Amen. I'm going to go to a passage. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 105. Amen. Verses 8. Through 11. Amen. Praise God. I was working on a scripture this morning. Amen. Praise God. God said, put it aside. I want you to talk to them today. Praise God. Because God says, see, people of God, get ready to receive your visitation from the Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Get ready to receive your visitation from the Lord. Take it in your spirit today. Praise God. Don't let that word fall to the ground, people of God, because God says, I didn't forget about you. And now while he's revisiting us on these words, amen, praise God, but today he says today that I will visit my people. Hallelujah, glory to God. So the Bible says he has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Here we find that, amen, in Psalms 105:42, for he remembered his holy promise in Abraham, his servant. It is your time, beloved of God, to be remembered. The Lord remembered many people in the Bible. Today will be your turn. I want to talk to us today. Hallelujah. He will remember you today. What does it mean to be remembered by God? What happens when God remembers us? Does it mean God forgets his own? God don't forget us, people of God. The psalmist says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Again in Isaiah 49:14-5, when Zion lamented about God neglect, he answered her thus, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Hear me today, people of God. God says, I will not forget you. God does not forget his covenant with his children. When God remembers us, he simply pays special attention to us. When he remembers us, he visits us. He delivers us. He rescues us. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. He answers our prayers at that special moment when he pays attention to us. He grants us salvation like the robber who was crucified. He lifts us up from our circumstances. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Jesus. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this day. Praise God. He lifts us up from our circumstances. I don't know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but I'm believing God that everybody here on this line has a circumstance. He brings us to the limelight when he remembers us. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Here, I want to talk to us today. Praise God, my God, I give you glory. In the Bible, God remembered Noah. Remember that, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He remembered Abraham, praise God. Ah, yes, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Sarah was remembered by God. When Rachel was remembered, her womb was opened by God. Joseph was thrown into the ditch by his brothers. He was later sold to the Midianites. Come on, somebody. From there, he found himself in Potiphar's house and later in jail. In all these afflictions, God remembered him. Hannah was remembered by God when she vowed to dedicate her male child to God if given one. Oh, come on, somebody, praise God. If God did it for them, he will do it for you. Get ready, people of God, for the visitation of the Holy Ghost. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. He remembered Samson when he was afflicted and cried for help. He remembered the children of Israel in captivity. Who feels today, praise God, that they are feeling that they're trapped? Ah, glory to God. They feel like, glory to God, that you are in captivity. It feels like, praise God, that you are going nowhere fast. It feels like, praise God, that you might be at a standstill. But I hear the Spirit of the living God this morning. Amen. Praise God. There shall be a visitation. He remembered Jeremiah, praise God, when he was thrown into the pit. Many of us are in difficulties and different kinds of spiritual pits right now and dilemmas. Glory to God. May God deliver us on this day. God made King Ezra to remember Mordecai. The king promoted Mordecai, praise God, in a high place. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. You might feel, praise God, that you are less in the day, praise God, but I bet you, Lord, global sequoyatabasanda, as the Holy Ghost speaks to you today, God is in the business of promoting his people. He will not leave his people in the bottom, praise God. You might feel like you're underneath, praise God, but I hear the Spirit. Spirit of God said there is a lifting. My God, I give you glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus remembered the thief on the cross who cried out to him for help. Glory to God, glory to God. Who needs help today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The psalmist says that God remembered his promises. Today, the Lord will remember, glory to God, someone and visit that person today. Praise God. Do you feel, praise God, as your heart open up today, praise God, to receive the word from the Lord. There will be an visitation from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. A lot of times we shut up our soul, praise God, thinking that this word is being spit out. A word that's just being preached, praise God. But I come, God, as God's humble servant today to give you a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Straight from the very courtroom of heaven this morning. Praise God. Open up your heart, people of God, to receive and birth this word in your spirit day. That you're walking with this word every day. Praise God. That God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have remembered me on this day. My God, I give you glory. Certain things happen when God remembers us. First, he visits us. Jeremiah, pray. Oh, Lord, you know, remember me and visit me. My God, I give you glory. When God visits us, he brings us out from darkness into his light. Praise God. You might feel that you're in a tunnel of darkness right now. You might feel, praise God, that nothing happening in your life, praise God, right now. Praise God. But know this, praise God, that God says to tell you today, I've already made the crooked places straight in your life. Praise God. You are just walking, make good in victory today, praise God. You're walking with me today, saith the Lord. When God remembers Mordecai, he visited him, people of God. Secondly, when God remembers us, he answers our prayers. How many people are really praying, praise God, my sake, you are praying, praise God. God, I need your help today. God, I need you to move today. God, I need answers today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, there shall be an visitation. I'm going to put it in your spirit today, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of you, praise God, are getting ready to get a double dose of anointing to be able to press on in this time. We know this time is evil, praise God. And it's a time, praise God, that we have to stay with God. We have to live in God. We have to do the things that God has called us to do. When God, remember, Israel, he answered her prayers. Come on, somebody. When God remembered Hannah, he answered her petition. There was a petition that Hannah had before God. She was a childless, praise God, and she went to the house of God. She made supplication and petition before the Lord. God, if you bless me with a child, Lord God, you bless me with that man child, God, I will give him back to you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The preacher told her, praise God, yes, glory to God, whatever you prayed while you were standing there, be it known to you that God has answered your prayers, praise God. Your prayers shall be answered. Stand instead with God. Get in alignment with the Lord. Glory to God. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, when God remembers us, he confirms his covenant. The Bible says in Exodus 2:24 says, so God heard their groaning. God heard them, people of God. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Glory to God. When God remembers us, he performed his covenant to us, for he remembered his holy promise. Any promise that God has given is holy unto him. And Abraham, his servant, he brought out his people with joy. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Whatever you're going through today, praise God, you're going to come out with joy. Oh, my say, yes, Holy Ghost, his chosen one with gladness. Thank God when God remembered us. He sends help and delivers us. Come on. He delivers us. When God remembered Noah and all living creatures, he sent a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank God today, praise God, that because he will remember us. He remember us for his good. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. God knows where you are, and he knows where he has put you, and he knows the outcome of your life. God will not forget you or forsake you because you are his. He remembered us more than all of creation. Here Jesus describes how valuable you are to the Father. The Bible says in Matthew 10:29-31, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your heads are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more valuable than many sparrows. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Here starts by showing us that the Father even values the sparrows that others sell for a single farthing. It doesn't matter how much offer or other value you. It doesn't matter. His value of you is already established. You got to understand, praise God, if nobody else values you, God already has done it. We got to get to the point in our lives, praise God, that we don't worry about others that value you. Sometimes we have to step back a little further, praise God. Yes, because we're around people sometimes, amen, praise God. And you look at them and say, am I standing here? Glory to God, glory to God. But people of God, I want you to change that conversation. Because God says it in Amosiah, your value is already established. He goes on to let us know that what others fail to take note of, such as falling of the sparrow to the ground, he takes note of. But on top of all that, he testifies that we are more valuable than many sparrows. He even knows the number of hairs that's upon our head. In the middle of it all, he declares, fear ye not therefore. Fear what? Abandonment? Come on, somebody. He remembers our work for him. Not only will he not forget you, but he will never forget anything you have done in his name. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody might feel, praise God, that you are doing things for God. But it's not going unnoticed by God. But God told me to tell you today, praise God, everything you do in my name, I will remember. Oh, come on, somebody. God remembers. God remembers everything, amen, that you do in his name, not your name, but in his name. My God, I give you glory. You know, when I thought about the word of the Lord this morning, praise God, I thought about, hallelujah, when Nehemiah spoke and Nehemiah 5:19, he says, remember me with favor. My God, for all I have done for these people. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Because Nehemiah did some things, amen, for God. Hallelujah. And he told God, God, please, Lord God, remember me with favor, God. My God, for all I have done for these people. What have you done for God lately? Praise God. He comes with his reward in his hands. What? You do for God. Well, he will never forget. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works and your labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Oh, come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. You might feel, praise God, that you're just doing a little small thing. My God, but I hear the Spirit of God, whatever you do in my name, saith the Lord thy God, I will remember you for good. Glory to God, glory to God. Don't think that God, is going to bypass you, praise God, when you're doing what he asks you to do. Sometimes, praise God, we go beyond what God asks us to do. We don't have to pray about, glory to God, if God want me to preach or not, praise God. If he calls you to preach, that means he wants you to preach. If he calls you to prophesy, that means that he wants you to prophesy. If he calls you to teach, praise God, yet called up by Santa, that's what you do, praise God. If he calls you to be an intercessor or a prayer warrior, whatever it may be, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. That's what he wants you to do. We don't have to pray about those things, praise God. Well, let me go to God and pray about this. Let me go to God and pray about that. Pray about what, praise God? Has he commissioned you, praise God? Has he anointed you? Has he poured oil upon your head, praise God, to do his will? That means that we don't have to pray about it, praise God. But if it's something, praise God, that God put in your spirit that I don't want you to do at this time, praise God, that means it's not time yet. But whatever it is, it's not going unnoticed. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. It's easy to think at times that no one sees what we do for God. Hallelujah. It's a place, amen, in mind and what we do in secret. The Father will reward you openly. He remembers our frailty. He knows how prone mankind is to weakness and failure. He will not forget that. In confidence, the psalmist declared in Psalms 103:14, for he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Come on, somebody. That's why we can turn to him in our stumbling and failure, because it didn't take him by surprise. Whatever your shortcomings is, it's not going to take God by surprise. Because he knows your frame. He already knows what you was going to do. My God, I give you glory. He quick to lift us up. He knows about this body of death we contend with. Don't let your failures push you away from God. Let them push you to God. God stores up to remember. Who can fathom the mind of God? It is immeasurable and beyond our comprehension. However, God has used his word to draw some mental images and some things in our mind of how his memory works on our behalf. The word suggests that he stores up or keeps things to bring before him at a later time. He keeps our tears. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody's weeping in tears, but listen, people of God. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning. My God, I give you glory. The scriptures testifies that he keeps our tears are in his bottle. The Bible says in Psalms 56:8, thou tellest thy wandering, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? You've never wasted a tear that you cried out to God with. Every tear of frustration, of grief or loss or repentance or frailty, they are still there. He hasn't forgotten what you've been through. Oh, hear me in the Holy Ghost today. He hasn't forgotten what you've been through. What others didn't see, the night of tears, God not only saw but he sees. He keeps our prayers. Come on, somebody. Our prayers are kept before him. The Bible says in Revelation 5 and 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them hearts and golden veils full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Ah, my God, I give you glory. Every prayer that you have prayed before the Lord, my God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. They're full of odors, amen, glory to God, and they are prayers of this thing. You're not wasted your prayers, people of God. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has stored them up for that day when he remembered you. It has a place before the throne of God. It is an aroma to him. Cannot forget them. Praise God. A pleasant aroma. He takes joy in you turning to him. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. Who's turning to the Lord today? Praise God. He keeps a book of remembrance. Glory to his name. Don't you love the Lord? Praise God. Because not only will he visit you, praise God, but he keeps a book of remembrance. My God, I give you glory. Does he need it? No, he don't. But we need to know that is there. The Bible says in Malachi 3:16-17, then they that fear the Lord, hear me today, praise God, then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him of them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, he said, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, he says, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. For those that fear the Lord, come on somebody, my God, I give you glory. Your case is being documented. Can I talk to us today, praise God? Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Your case is being documented. Praise the Lord, glory to his name. Hallelujah, glory to his name. For those that fear of the Lord, the case is well documented. The courts on earth may not give you a fair hearing, but your case is settled in heaven. He has not forgotten you. There's coming a day, praise God, just as was in Rachel's days, when it will be said to you, and God remembered you. My God, I give you glory. Can I go to a song, people of God? Yes, Holy Spirit. God has not forgotten you. He has remembered you. There will be a visitation from the Lord. My God, I give you glory.
And for your faithfulness, it's your time. but you held on, and you were strong. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. And I want you to know that for your faithfulness, it's your time. You waited and waited,
you have waited
for so long,
but
you held on,
you held on,
you were strong,
you were strong.
And for your dedicated to all of you who have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. For He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there. And prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many know, praise God, it is your time, it is your time, it is your time. You know, God, hallelujah, He will break limitations for you. He will break protocol for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because see, sometimes, amen, what the Holy Spirit has given me as I was sitting here listening to the song this morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah. What man put on paper, glory to God, sometimes we even limit God, glory to God, because what man can put on paper, I need this, I need that, and I need this, and I need that. And you don't have this, that, or the other. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But because of His divine favor, come on, somebody, hallelujah, because of His covenant with you, praise God, yes, Holy Holy Spirit, he will break protocol for you. And that's when we say, Lord, I will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Don't you know God will break protocol just for you? They might have told you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, in order to get this position, you had to be somewhere for 10 years. My God, I give you glory. You might, they might tell you, praise God, glory to your name. Well, I see you haven't been here. You haven't been to college. Glory to God. I don't know, praise God, I'm talking to somebody today. My God, I give you glory. And they might tell you all things, and because what you heard them say, you don't believe God, that God can overrule what they said. God will break protocol for you. When God says, amen, glory to God, I'm getting ready to give you a visitation, that means that, praise God, I must say, yes, Holy Ghost, man might put things in place, but God can break protocol just for you. My God, I give you glory. That debt that you've been carrying for years, praise God, and hallelujah, and it looks like it's never going to go nowhere, praise God, and they tell you, praise God, that you can't have this, and this, because that is there, praise God. God will break protocol just for you, praise God, to bring forth his promises and his testimony. Hallelujah, glory to God. People of God, don't never think that God won't move for you. Praise God. What man put in place, that don't mean that God, hallelujah, going to deny what you ask him to do. If you're following God and you have the fear of the Lord and you are in the place with God, hallelujah, and God already had made your crooked path straight, and you are walking in righteousness with the Lord, that means that, praise God, that he can trust you, amen, to break protocol. You got to talk to me today, praise God, because God will break protocol. He will move things in place just for you, because you might don't think, amen, praise God, that this going to happen or that's going to happen, but God will move you in place when he visits you. My God, I give you glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. That's what God has downloaded in me while I was listening to that song. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody, God is getting ready. My God, I give you glory. God is getting ready to wipe the slate clean of his people. My God, I give you glory. You start doing something, glory to God, and you ask God a question, and you mean it from your heart, and you come to God with compassion and pray. Glory to God, for real, my God, I give you glory. The Lord says, I hear your prayers before you even spoke it out of your mouth. Glory to God, glory to God. Don't you think that he will move for his people? My God, I give you glory. Then if you're asking God, Lord, give me $1 million. God, give me $500,000. God, give me all this, but you don't know what to do with your money, you better get it right now, praise God. If you want God to bless you that way, praise God, be faithful with what he gives you first, and then ask him what you want, praise God. My God, I give you glory. God is not going to drop something in our lap that we don't take care of it. Show him, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that God, I'm faithful with what you give me, praise God. God, I'm going to give you roars off the top. My God, who I'm talking to today, praise God, I'm going to give you what belongs to you off the top. I'm not going to skim from the bottom, Lord God. I'm going to give it from the top. My God, I give it glory. You asking God to do some supernatural things, then you do some supernatural things with the Lord. My God, I give it glory. It is time, people of God, to put things in order with God. It is time, praise God, to put things in order with the Holy Ghost today, praise God. God wants us to put things in order, praise God. Who comes first? Glory to God. We take everything to the Chinese store, to Walmart, every place else, but we don't give God what belongs to him, and we want God to do something supernatural. We want God to break protocol for us, praise God. We got to do right by God, people of God. That starts with me, praise God. Get cut thought up. I stand out of the Messiah. God, if anything that I'm doing wrong with what you entrusted in my life, Lord God, fix it for me today. Somebody say, fix it for me today, God. Hallelujah. What door that you need God to open, and you're not doing what God has asked you to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Yes, God gives us favor, but he wants us to do right by him. Praise God. We do everything right for the world, but what are we going to do for God in the right way? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We get there, we clock in, praise God. But do we clock in for Jesus with the work of the Lord? My God, I give it glory. When God bless us with our finances and give us our check, do we take the 10% off from the top and give God what belongs to him? Do we do those things, people of God? Come on, let's get right with God today. Hallelujah. You might don't come back on next week. It's all right, praise God, but you got the word today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, they call you about something. What happens with the world today, praise God? Let me, I'm going to say this, praise God, because, you know, this is a subject that we don't want to talk about, praise God. The enemy that came into the church and said, all the pastors want to do is spend our money, praise God. But how is the church going to work without the help of the people? People of God, yes, Holy Ghost. There is people out here, pastors out here, praise God, that's trying to do right by God. And because the enemy done filtered into the church and said the church is spending all their money. But they don't know, praise God, that pastor, praise God, had a push car at one time, praise God, trying to make it to where they had to go. Let us do right by God. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Today, divine remembrance can also mean God arising to fight on our behalf of an individual or a nation in response to their cry, as he did for the children of Israel today. Bible reading, God will remember you and fight for you today in the name of Jesus. Are you passing through the turbulent water of life today? Praise God. Since Noah did not perish in the flood, you will be divinely remembered. You will not drown in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. This is because the Lord made you this promise like he did in Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not what? Overflow over thee. Are you experiencing the fire of affliction? God will remember you today in the name of Jesus. A widow was on verge of losing everything her husband left behind for her because a bank came around claiming that her deceased husband owed them a huge amount of money, which she knew nothing about when he was alive. This is Bible, people of God. My God, I give you glory. The Lord intervened. Come on, I want you to notice. The Lord intervened in such a way that the book of remembrance was divinely opened, and it was discovered that instead of owing a debt, her late husband was actually owed by the bank. Come on, somebody. At the end of the day, the widow became so rich that poverty became a stranger. Oh, my God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Glory to his name. Let me say that again. It is a pleasant when God remembers an individual. Glory to God. Glory to God. At the end of the day, this widow became so rich that poverty became a stranger. And that's what I decree and declare over our lives, that poverty will become a stranger to us, that we will have more than enough. Come on, people of God. When God intervenes, my God, I give it glory, and her children. It is pleasant when God remembers an individual and fight on his or her behalf. Nehemiah understood this, and that was why he prayed that God should remember him for his good works. Come on, somebody. When God remembers you good works, praise God, he gives you just a supernatural, amen, repayment. Somebody say, glory to God, glory to God. The book is open, people of God. I hear your Holy Ghost. The book of remembrance is open today. My God, I give you glory. Like he did to the midwife in Egypt, praise God. Do you have any good works, you can call on God to remember. Praise God. God, remember when I did this, God. God, remember. See, we got to know, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. God, remember when I fed those children, God. You didn't ask me to do it, God, but you, God, did it, God. Come on, somebody. I'm just giving you an example right there. God, I went down and I went to the soup kitchen, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I went and I helped, God. These are examples I'm giving you, people of God. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I didn't feel like praying and I didn't feel like opening the church up for prayer time, praise God. But God, I did. Remember me for good, God. Oh, God, remember me, praise God. People of God, the book of remembrance is open today. I hear the Lord, my God, I give it glory. Those ties that you sown, praise God. The seeds that you sown, praise God. Remember my seed, God, when I sown it in the Messiah. Ah, God, I didn't have it, but I did it. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, you got to understand that God is opening the book of remembrance today. But today, people of God, there shall be a visitation. But God says, glory to God, I want you to do the right thing. Ah, in this season, praise God, it's imperative that my people, who are called by my name, will do the right thing in this season. Praise God, my God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hear the midwives in Egypt. Do you have any good works that God will remember today? Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. There shall be showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be season of refreshing, people of God. Send from the Savior above. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Anybody need a shower of blessings today? Anybody need a door to be opened? I hear the word promotion is coming from heaven. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, people of God. You got to understand, praise God, my son, God wants to remember you today. And I hear the Lord said, I didn't forget about you. There shall be a visitation. There shall be a divine interruption. There shall be divine guidance, saith the Lord thy God. You may have stumbled in the dark, praise God, at a point in time, but I'm bringing forth my marvelous light that my people can see clearly. Ah, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Every crooked place is being made straight, saith the Lord thy God. What is crooked in your life that you need to straighten it out, praise God? What is it that you need to repent to God for, praise God? Have you went to God wholeheartedly and turned from your wicked ways, praise God? Then when you say, when I hear from heaven, forgive your sins and heal your land. I will heal your land, but you got to do right by God. Have we turned, praise God? And I'm not talking about a 180 turn, praise God. Get the bitterness out of your heart, praise God. Stop telling people off, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God don't like that, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Get the heart of love, my God, I give you glory. Get the heart of God in your life, praise God. I send forth today the power of the Holy Ghost, that agape love that Jesus had, praise God, that you will love the one that you with, praise God. You love the ones that's around you, praise God. My God, I give you glory. Jesus said, how can you love me if you don't love the one that stands beside you? How can you love me, praise God, and hate your brother? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We got to get this thing right, people of God. We're asking God for some major things, but we got to put our houses in order. What is your house, praise God? It is that body that you walk around with every day. It is that person that you see in the mirror every day. My God, I give you glory. No man ever hated his own flesh. My God, I give it glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the Lord have his way. Open up your heart, people of God. We want God to do supernatural miracles in our lives. Amen. But God, today, Lord Jesus, remember us for good today, God. Remember your people today, God. I thank you, Lord God, for divine visitation. I thank you, God, for, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, for the divine visitation. Yes, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Because when God visits us, my God, I give you glory, you will no longer be the same person. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ask Paul, glory to God, glory to God. On the road of Damascus, my God, I give you glory. When he go around, make God thought about Shanda, beating up the Christians, throwing the Christians all over the place, my God, I give you glory. Here comes Jesus. Yet God thought about Shanda. He said, Paul, why are you kicking up against the prison? Why are you kicking up against God? Yet God thought about Shanda. At that time, praise God, everybody around Paul, praise God, didn't know what was going on. They heard voices from heaven, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Paul became blind for 3 days, praise God. Ah, they led him to a place called the street called Straight. Ah, come on, somebody. God is leading somebody to the street called Straight today, praise God. You're going to sit there and get God. It's going to be God and God only. You cannot serve two masters. Either you're going to love one or despise the other. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Hate the one and love the other. You got to get the right one. Hallelujah. Who you going to stand for today? Moses said, whose side are you standing on? Or you standing on the Lord's side, praise God, or you on the other side? And when they was on the other side, every one of them got struck dead. Oh, come on, somebody. Who are we going to work for today? Are we going to straddle the fence today? We want God to bless. Get in the right posture. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. There is a visitation that's going to take place. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. I'm going to read Psalms 1, and I'm going to close out because I heard the Lord. He said, read Psalms 1, 2, and praise God. Psalms 1, people of God, yet God thought of us, stand on the Messiah, Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. He said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today, praise God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give it glory. The ungodly are not so. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. The ungodly are not so. Whose side are we leaning on today? The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. My God, I give it glory. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. By God, I give you glory. We thank and praise God today, for his goodness, for what he has done, what he has said. People of God, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for your visitation. You will never be the same again, saith the Lord. I know what I heard the Lord say, and I don't say nothing that God did not tell me to say. Thus saith the Lord, there shall be a visitation. Stay in prayer posture. Hallelujah. Keep your posture straight. Stay in alignment with the Lord and watch God bring that test into a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. You said that we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord Jesus. We bless you today, God. But today, Father, hallelujah, glory to God. People of God, don't forget, praise God, I'm on here on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. There has been some changes, and there still has or are going to be some changes. But for right now, praise God, I know, amen, praise God, that Pastor Ilona Waters will be on Thursday, amen, praise God, hallelujah, True Vine International Ministry. She comes on at 6 p.m., praise God. We are making some changes on MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, we thank and praise God. We praying that the man of God be able to come back when they change. We know that God is working, y'all. When they change his hours again, he will be back on. But right now, praise God, we are going with the flow of what God wants us to do in this hour and this time. If you like to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God, you may call me 302-883-9799. Amen. You need prayer. Amen. Praise God. You may call me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know this, that you are not alone. You are not walking alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you need to be saved today, praise God. The number is open. Praise God. I will lead you to Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. As Pastor said, we leave no man behind. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank and praise God. Amen. Don't forget tomorrow morning. Amen. Glory to God. 6 a.m. Hallelujah. I will be on the prayer line tomorrow. Amen. At 6 a.m. God really. Amen. Praise God. So meet me on the prayer line. God has been doing great and mighty things, bringing forth testimonies. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is the prayer line. So we thank God for even opening up that prayer line, amen, for the people of God to get their morning started. So with that being said, let me pray, let me pray, let me pray. I don't think I left out anything. Hallelujah, glory to his name. Let me pray. Thank you all for coming on. I pray that the Lord has blessed you with the word of the Lord today. Praise God. Just get ready, people of God, because there will be a visitation from the Lord. Hallelujah. There, God is saying, I am going to break protocol for you. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. When man say no, God says yes. Amen. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, for what you have said on today, Father. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just ask, Lord God, that you'll continue, God, to bless thy people, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will lift them up, God, on today, God. Encourage them, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father God, I don't forget to pray. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm praying, amen, praise God, for all those Americans, amen, 17 Americans, amen, that just built an orphanage in Haiti. Hallelujah. They kidnapped them. Hallelujah. So let us pray, people of God. Hallelujah. For Haiti. Praise God. Let us pray. They are missionaries that God has sent over there. Amen. To build an orphanage. Hallelujah. And they're in captivity right now. So we pray that they come out unharmed in the name of Jesus. We pray for Haiti. We pray for that land. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So Father God, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you are moved by your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will bring them out, God, hallelujah, with no harm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you have your way on today, Father God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your mighty power, God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for the blood that covers us daily, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, God, over us and our families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, God, as I leave this line, but not from your presence, God, as we leave this line, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father God. We know that your presence has never left us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because God, you said in your word, God, that you will be with us into the end of this world. And Father God, you said when two or three come together in your name, Father God, that you are in the midst of us, oh God. We know that, Father God, that you are here on this line, and we thank you, Lord God, that you have poured out to your people, Father God, Father God, your servant right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for serving your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, do a special miracle for them, God. Their test, I hear you, Holy Ghost, their test is turning into testimony. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then is faultless before the presence of his glory, with his seed and joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. Love you all. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let the Lord have his way in your life on today. Happy, happy, happy Sunday. God bless you. This is a song for you.